In order to play with this record, you must tune your bass to ours.
Look out.
Now listening to DJ EJ.
What will people say?
Good morning, good morning. Happy Monday. Welcome back to your daily dose of the morning buzz. I am your host, DJ EJ, better known as Navy Petty Officer Eloise Johnson. And we are beyond excited because we have yet another guest this morning. Help me welcome Ms. Heather from MWR Fitness. Heather, how are you?
Ooh, and the crowd goes wild. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I love it. I absolutely love it. I love it indeed. And so I'm very happy because it's Monday. And not your run-of-the-mill Monday. Mm-mm. It's the Monday after Easter.
Yeah.
And so it's just kind of like a very chill, very kind of calm Monday.
It's also my favorite Monday of the year for all you runner nerds out there. Happy Marathon Monday. Boston Marathon is today in just a few hours. So
wow, look at that.
Most exciting day of the year for runners.
Yeah, I like that though. I didn't even know that.
So yeah.
That's actually very cool to
You're
learn.
You're welcome. So happy Marathon Monday to you.
Indeed, I like that very much. And for those of you that are tuning in, make sure you continue to keep it here because we still have so much information for you. As you know, once the music ends, we're getting right back into the world of MWR Fitness. You are listening to 105.9 AFN Sigonella. That is the station serving you America's best.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, counting down till morning comes.
And that was Rose and Bruno Mars with Appetite. I always say that kind of weird. I say it the way they say it. But if you were to ask them, how do I say the name of that song? I don't know if it's Appetite, like they say it in the song, or APT. I don't know. But
it's one of those things I only know it by reading it, so I would have no idea how to say
exactly.
It either.
Yeah. There's that one acronym of a song, so that would definitely be. And for those of you that are just tuning in, we've got Heather from MWR Fitness in the studio with us this morning. And so we're just going to get right into the thick of it here. So we're talking about an upcoming Command Challenge.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit more about that, Heather.
We are super excited for Command Challenge. So it's going to be Friday, May 16th from 10 to 2 at the NAS 2 Turf Field. So everybody should start penciling that into their calendars now, getting their teams together, working with their command, trying to figure out who's going to be team captain, and get registered. So registration is now open. I know last week we talked about it. We were about ready to be live. We are now live. We've actually got a couple teams signed up already. So check in with some other people in your command, see if your team is one of those teams. But Command Challenge, we're excited.
That is amazing.
Yeah.
I know when we talked about it on last week, we were like, okay, registration is probably open.
Yep.
And so I said, you know what? We're putting it out there because we want as many people to participate in this because it sounds amazing.
And I've actually had an influx of emails of people that are like, tell me more about Command Challenge. What are the challenges? And I love that.
Yeah.
So there is going to be a variety of events. We're trying to do a little bit of something for everybody. So it's not just like, you know, your recess heroes out there who are the ones that like are always the strongest and the fittest and like the ones that get picked first for softball. So we've got a little bit of everything. So there will be a wiffle ball derby. So for people that are into baseball, softball, anything like that, we'll have a wiffle ball. So slightly different, but you know, same kind of concept. There will be a soccer shootout, so you don't have to necessarily be the best soccer player in the world. You just have to have a good kick and be lucky to get it in the goal. There'll be a cornhole challenge, which isn't exactly a full game of cornhole, but it'll be more like a target, you know, like where do you get it in relation to points on the board. We're going to have some trivia, which will be Navy trivia. There'll be a little bit mix of some NATO trivia so we can be inclusive of everybody that may be participating. We're going to have an obstacle course with some fitness challenges. And most importantly, and my favorite part, is there will be a team spirit challenge so everyone can participate. We've got it worked out so that a lot of the events are going to kind of overlap in time so that it's not the same person or the same couple people that'll be competing in everything. You really will need the full command to kind of come together and have anywhere from 15 to 30 five people competing in the events, but then also you do need additional people to be your cheerleaders on the side. We do need that team spirit award. So start recruiting now.
I love that.
Yeah, we're so excited.
I've never heard that one before.
Super amped.
Like a team spirit kind of deal in addition to all of the sports as well. So I think that is incredible. You really do have something for everyone.
Yeah. Well, not everybody wants to be out there and, you know, do a home run derby, but maybe some wiffle ball. I don't know, trivia. We're just trying to get everybody to feel included in everything. So it's mostly fitness, different levels of fitness, but not just who's the strongest and the fastest. So,
right. Yeah. And I love that because I like those types of events where it includes everyone.
Yeah.
And not just like the Amazing Race kind of events. And I'm like, okay, we've got super specific individuals that can partake in this and not everybody.
Like, do you remember, I'm totally blanking on his name. I want to say it's Steve, the guy on the men's gymnastics team in the Olympics that like his one job was pommel horse. And like the rest of the guys like did their thing. And when they needed somebody to come in and help them win a medal, that guy, he took his glasses off. He hopped out there. He just did a little pommel horse for like a minute or two, hopped off, boom, done. Like, that's it. So every command has that sleeper cell somewhere in there that's like, who's the person that's just going to be like amazing at cornhole? Or like, who's that one guy or girl that's just going to like crush it on the obstacle course team? So.
And I guarantee you, those that are listening in probably have that person in mind right now. And they're like, you know what would be a perfect fit for that? And they're just probably texting them like, you should probably participate in
totally,
this.
Totally, yeah. So it's just a way for everybody to be a little included in everything. And yeah, we're just really excited about it.
That is incredible. And I can tell, I love your excitement when it comes to this. Because I'm
like,
just like,
can I participate
beaming.
In this one? Yeah. So. I probably would be best at showing my command spirit versus some of the physical activities, but that's okay. That's important too. Somebody's got to like make the snacks for the team and decorate the t-shirts, and that's where I am clutch.
And you know what? Honestly, I feel like people tend to sleep on that, but it is a very big difference when you've got a sports event going on and you don't have that team cheering you on.
Yes.
That is monumental. It's one of those things that just kind of like you operate at a certain level, but then it only increases when you see that there are people that are really encouraging you.
I was co-captain of my high school cross country team, and I was the slowest person on the team. I never once in all my years of junior high and high school scored a single point, but I was a co-captain because I brought snacks on the bus, I made everybody a psych bag, and I was the one that was giving all the girls French pigtails on the bus so that we all looked super cute and spirited when we got there. So,
I need that.
Like a team mom.
Like a team.
That's me. That's my one skill. It's going on my resume.
I think that is just the coolest thing because I've actually never heard that before. Mm-hmm. But it's the fine attention to detail that can really just be like, you know what, that other team's got nothing on us because we've got our pigtails.
I love being included. And if physical fitness isn't going to be the way that I'm like the most interjected into the team, I will find another way.
That's
and if that means I make brownies and bring Capri Sun, I will do it.
Yes. And any team that's got brownies and Capri Suns, automatic winners.
Exactly. Reach out to me if you're putting together your command challenge team and you have questions even about like how you can get involved on the spirit side, different ways to decorate, tie-dye t-shirts, whatever it is that your command's thinking about. I can help you from the physical fitness side all the way straight through to the team spirit side.
Incredible.
Yes.
Well, all
very well-rounded over here
that
at MWR
good.
Fitness.
That was really good. Very well-rounded. I love it. No, that is incredible. And for those of you that are listening in, that registration is now open for the Command Challenge. So take it as a personal challenge to get involved and lose a few calories while having fun in the process. Here is The Way I Am with Ingrid Michaelson on 105.9.
If you were falling, then I would catch you. No.
Well, that ended pretty abruptly. That was We Don't Talk About Bruno. And we've got Heather from MWR Fitness here in the studio with us this morning. And so we've talked a lot about fitness and some really cool things that are happening, including the Command Challenge. And just so you know, that registration is now open. So if you're interested in participating, there are various events that are taking place within one challenge. So you can challenge yourself, whether that be in wiffle ball, soccer, cornhole, Navy trivia, obstacle course, course, or if you just have a really, really great team spirit and you just want to be a cheerleader, you can do that as well. So a number of different things. And so now we're going to shift gears just a little bit, and we're going to be talking about sports. So what are we looking at when it comes to sports?
Oh, man, as everybody knows, sports is really my wheelhouse. So let's dive right in here. So Angelina has informed me that open play pickleball is still happening on Mondays from 18 to 20. So if you are interested after work from 6 to 8 p.m. on Mondays, you can stop by the NAS1 gym. You can play a little pickleball. If you've never played before and you want to learn what all the kids are talking about, stop by. There's a great pickleball community on this base. I don't know. Have you ever played pickleball?
I haven't. I've seen just a little bit of it.
Neither have I, but I know that every time that I walk by the gym, like the basketball court in S1, there's almost always someone setting up a pickleball net or taking one down. So pickleball is like literally taking over the space. So yes. So come on out, learn the sport or show off what you got if you are somebody that does love to play it. That'll be going until Monday, May 5th at the NAS1 gym. So stop by, play a little pickleball.
They're going to wind up.
Maybe I'll see you there one day.
One day. I think I'm going to be one of those spectators that I'm like, you know what? They've done a lot of talking when it comes to pickleball. I just have to see it for myself.
Okay, hear me out. One Monday, you and me. Yeah. I will bring snacks. I will give you French pigtails. We can sit on the stands and cheer for everyone.
You know what was funny? I was saying to myself, okay, if she says anything about French pigtails, I'm in. And certainly enough, you said it.
Perfect. So there is no Team Spirit Award for pickleball, but we could watch people learn how to play pickleball and learn ourselves.
And that'll be just as fun. With the amount of pickleball that's going on, they're going to wind up renaming the NAS1 gym. It's going to wind up being the pickleball gym.
It really will be.
I see it happening.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
And then if you are a tennis person but not a pickleballer, well, we've got the Captain's Cup tournament for you. There's men's and women's singles, but we also have doubles in men's, women's, and co-ed. So that registration deadline is this Friday, April 25th. So if you are not looking to do open play pickleball, or even if you are, that's only on Mondays. If you're looking for some Captain's Cup points for your command, you love tennis, or even if you just remotely enjoy it, come on out. Play a little tennis with us. Singles, doubles, men's, women's, co-ed, a little bit of everything.
Nice.
Yeah, just register by this Friday.
Yeah.
Contact Angelina.
And that's easy enough, too, because some people just really aren't much into pickleball, mm-hmm. or they may not know a great deal about it, but tennis is everything
for
classic.
Some people.
It really
yeah.
is. You can't go wrong with that, and it's a great way to get your cardio in, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
And they have the cutest outfits.
They really do.
Yeah.
They
it's
do.
It's like classy.
And I've actually tried my hand at it, not that great at it. It was
okay.
one of those things where I had to learn very quickly that I wasn't that great at it, but it also takes a great deal of practice.
Yeah.
And a lot of endurance. And for me, I underestimated it because the professionals, of course, they get on the TV.
It just like, looks so easy.
And they really do make it look very
easy.
Yeah,
you just hit the ball. How hard could it be, right?
Oh, right. You know, I mean, it's just coordination running towards the ball. That's all there is. And then you get out there and you do it and you find, I probably need to do some more practicing.
Yeah. Perfect. Well, you can practice.
Yeah.
Captain's Cup tennis tournament is coming up. So just make sure you register by this Friday, April 25th.
Love
Let
it.
Let Angelina
Love it.
Know if you want to join it.
Yes, indeed. Indeed. And shout out to Angelina as well. Thank you so much for holding that down when it comes to sports. And Heather, you've been doing a tremendous job when it comes to discussing sports, too.
I mean, I've got some notes here. But yeah, this is exhausting. So go sports, but fitness is fun.
No, I think you're doing a very terrific job. So if we've got anybody out there that has any questions, comments, if they want to get involved, even if it's just, you know what, I just want to be team spirit.
Yeah.
How do they contact you?
So best thing to do, I think, is to stop by either the NAS1 or NAS2 gym, and you can ask for either Heather or Angelina. They will help you get in touch with us. But if you have a pen right now, you can write down our phone numbers, our DSNs. So for me, that's 624-4951. And if you want to reach Angelina, it's 624-3785. We do sit next to each other. So if you call one of those numbers, both of us are likely to answer. So,
yeah.
Yep, you can do that. We're in global, but really stop by the gym. Look for a poster hanging about any of the sports or fitness events, and usually one of our email addresses is on there. We're very easy to find.
That is very true.
Yeah.
That is incredibly
Come
true.
Come find us. Let's talk. Let's
I
chat.
I love it. I yeah. love it so much. And you know what? I can't thank you enough for being here and providing this information, because we've got people that are like, now that the weather is changing, it is a beautiful day, as you mentioned during the mm-hmm. break. This is really, there's really no better time than to get out and just go have fun, no matter what sport you want to get
into. Beach season is around the corner. So
yes.
you want to be outside, you want to be playing, I don't know, paddle. What's the, at the beach with the, would you do the thing with the Velcro and the, you know, you want to just like be outside and active. So now is the time to start getting in shape.
That is so true. And thank you for that reminder, because I definitely need to make sure that I maintain that shape for the summer. So that is really great. As always, thank you so much, Heather, for being in the studio today, providing us a great deal of information.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And for all of our listeners out there, you can participate in the Command Challenge. Have some fun when it comes to the world of sports and really just kind of make it your own, right? So make sure you continue to keep it here, because when we come back, we still have some really great information to keep that post-Easter Sunday of yours going in the world's greatest way. Here is Sheila E. with The Glamorous Life on 105.9. She goes along for the call of me.